Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
Lithium is on a roll now, literally. With the electric car revolution being led by Tesla and followed by every major car manufacturer, the world is at the beginning of a massive trend that could see the lithium market triple by 2025. It's not just the standard players either. You have Chinese billionaires throwing in with the Faraday Future electric car startup, as well as Apple and Google stepping into the fray. In fact, we could see several competing gigafactories the size of Tesla's facility in Nevada by 2025. Early estimates suggest that Musk's gigafactory alone is going to require about 15,000 tons of lithium hydroxide to produce up to 500,000 EVs he's promised per year by 2020. However, recent calculations show that Tesla could require between 24,000 and 30,000 metric tons once it's operating at full capacity. Currently, according to the USGS, the world only produced about 36,000 tons worldwide in 2014. As you can see, there's a significant difference between what we have and what we're going to need going forward. Now that money is beginning to flow back into mining after commodities crashed horribly in 2011, more juniors than you can shake a stick at are claiming to have the next big lithium find. But still, investors know very little about lithium, how it's mined, or just what its potential is. One of the companies coming forward with an interesting story is Neo Lithium, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NLC. Vancouver-based mining journalist Mark Davis, acting on behalf of Stockhouse Publishing, sat with Dr. Waldo Perez, president and CEO of Neo Lithium, to get a look under the hood of the lithium market in general and just what it means for you, the investor. Take it away, Mark.
Thanks for joining me today, Waldo. First off, just what is lithium and what are the properties that make it so unique?
Well, lithium is a metal, and everybody knows lithium because everybody with a phone will have to use the battery. Lithium is actually a widespread element, but it's particularly found in two sources: brines, which are hypersaline liquids that are hosted in sediments in salars, and also in some specific rocks hosted in a mineral called spodumene. Our project is actually hosted in brines, and brines are responsible for about 60% of the world production of lithium.
Okay. Now, Nevada has become a hotbed of lithium exploration as of lately. Where else in the world is lithium mined, and what advantages and disadvantages do these regions have versus Nevada?
Well, just to have an idea, lithium brines, 90% of the resource and reserves in lithium brines are hosted in the Puna Plateau. The Puna Plateau is called also the Lithium Triangle, that incorporates three countries: Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia. Argentina had the largest success finding new discoveries for lithium. And basically, again, you're looking what's going on in Nevada in terms of exploration is based on the first lithium brine mine in the world that is in Nevada, started working 60 years ago. However, the large resources are hosted in the Puna Plateau, like 90% of all lithium brine resources. Now, with respect to rocks, it's much easier to mine because you're actually taking a lithium. In the rock, you have to do an open pit, you have to extract the mineral, you have to leach it with hot sulfuric acid. It's complicated, it's long. In the brine, it's already in solution, in a water-based solution, so production is much lower cost, usually less than half than in rocks.
Wow, intriguing. So, let's talk about the green energy revolution. Why is it so necessary for us to begin the transition now to a cleaner, more sustainable form of energy?
Well, I think that everybody is aware of climatic change. And the revolution real here already is going on. Everybody was using a cell phone that was heavy and had some metals in the battery that were toxic. Nowadays, everybody is having or using lithium batteries. Lithium is non-toxic. You can actually eat it. Lithium is does not produce any harm in the environment, either producing it or actually having it in a battery. It can be recycled. Now, that revolution doubled the consumption of lithium for batteries in the last 7 years. In the last 7 years, that was only with cell phones. Imagine what would happen when everybody has an electric car. A cell phone has about 4 to 5 grams of lithium carbonate in the battery. A car, like a Tesla, has 15 kilos. So if each person would actually own a car and a cell phone driven on a lithium battery, the consumption of lithium will multiply several times.
So with that in mind, who will be the biggest consumers and producers of lithium over the next decade?
Well, it's going to be very different, the consumers and the producers. As I say, the lithium resources are in brines in Chile, Argentina, and Bolivia. Chile and Argentina are already the number one and number two largest lithium producers from brine. Okay? So those countries will continue to lead the way into producing lithium from brines. On the other side, the consumers are obviously all around the world. However, the battery manufacturers are most of them hosted in China. They are also hosted in Japan and Europe. And of course, now with the mega battery factory Tesla in the United States.
Okay. Now, neolithium has a unique and highly prospective property. Please excuse my pronunciation. The Tres Quebradas, known as 3Q, in the fabled South American lithium triangle. Would you give us the details on 3Q and what advantages does this project have over other lithium projects, for instance, compared to those in Nevada?
Well, to start with, it's great in size. This project is the highest grade lithium project in the world.
Wow.
Number two, size. Since you're comparing with Nevada, in Nevada you have an aquifer with a lithium brine that is 1 meter thick and is located about 200 to 400 meters depth. In this project, we have a lithium brine reservoir, meaning a lake.
Okay.
Literally, exposed to surface is a lake that instead of being filled with water, is filled with hypersaline brine, containing the fourth highest lithium brine grade in the world. Also contains very low impurities, so it's basically brine and lithium. That ensures us very easy processing and speed track to production.
Is it in fact the case that this is the only known system of reservoirs in the world outside of China?
Actually, there is only in China one more project like this that is also a lake or a reservoir. That project is also a good project, high grade, and is actually in production, have been in production for many years. This would be the only project in the world in which you have a lithium reservoir, that is a lithium lake, that is not in production. Probably will not continue so for very long, but this is a very, very significant discovery. Also important to say that the lake is only a small percentage of the system, like 70% of the brine is hosted in a salar that is actually right contiguous to the lake. So we have, that's why we call it the lithium reservoir and salar complex, because we have salars and lakes. The lake is 2 meters deep, the salar is hundreds of meters deep, and the entire system is saturated in hypersaline brine, lithium brine.
So to summarize what you just said about the project itself, this promises to be one of the lowest cost producers and one of the largest deposits in the world. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, as a minimum, it is so low in impurities that basically production is going to be the easiest. We have not completed our feasibility study to understand the operational cost. However, the quality of the brine is such that we will be able to actually process that product very easily.
Excellent. Now, with that in mind, you guys had an incredibly successful IPO last month that saw the company's stock price rocket 357% to $1.60 per share by the afternoon's trading. This seems to point to a great deal of interest in your company, and in particular these projects of yours. That said, who are the major lithium producers right now, and why does the market have such great potential for juniors like Neo Lithium?
Well, the market is actually very tight for lithium. There is only three major producers. Those three major producers are mega companies, like $6 billion plus. None of them have done any new discoveries. They always have purchased projects. So it is very clear that there is a big demand for lithium, like the end product, and there is a big demand for new discoveries. This project is probably, is for sure the only new discovery of this year, and it's actually one of the few discoveries of the last many years. And I'm talking about a true discovery, not a recycled project that have failed in the past. This is a project that was recently discovered, and realistically it has the size, the footprint, and the grade to become a major project.
Excellent. Finally, Waldo, where do you see Neo Lithium in 5 years' time, and why is now a good time for investors to get on board?
Well, you're getting into an industry that is poised to grow. As I was explaining before, lithium consumption was doubling only on a small, you know, iPhones and small electrical appliances that actually run on battery now. When that goes bigger scale, like cars and another type of large battery production, the consumption of lithium will just increase. And we, as we perceive today, big companies that, for example, produce copper, and copper is very important in everyday life, well, that's what lithium is going to do to us. We already know. Everybody knows what lithium is. Believe me, I started this business 7-8 years ago. I had to explain what even was. People thought it was a song. So actually, now people know what it is, and you can watch a Tesla almost every day in the street. So lithium is really here to stay, and we are here to stay to be part of a very vibrant new mining but green industry.
Fascinating. Well, there you have it. The lithium market is just heating up, and over the next 20 years will become a catalyst for a greener society. And juniors like Neo Lithium, with their massive 3Q project, could well become tomorrow's industry leaders. As always, do your due diligence before making any investment decision. I'm Mark Davis on behalf of Stockhouse Publishing, and I've been speaking with Dr. Waldo Perez, President and CEO of Neo Lithium, currently trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NLC. Thank you for joining us today, Waldo. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.